Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
That's right, it's fashion time. How are you, Penelope Noir?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Oh, very good, very good. I'm really excited about the topic we have today.
It's kind of an unusual one, but it's quite fascinating, I think.
I think it is too, yeah. I've been holding out on revealing what it is. Would you like to tell the listeners?
So it's based on a show, an exhibition that's just opened at the Barbican in London. It's called Dirty Looks, Desire and Decay in Fashion. And it's Dirty Looks explores how dirt and decay have been used to defy beauty standards and why it's going through a resurgence in young designers' work. As a counterpoint to glossy digital perfection, these artistic practices point us to a new way of thinking about a sustainable fashion future. So basically, it showcases clothes that are deliberately filthy, whether through the environment around the clothes, the body wearing them, or just faked dirt.
Oh, cool. Okay, so they're just faking dirt now. It's not like me who has just forgotten to do the washing for the fifth day in the row.
Well, you'd still fit into the exhibition because it does include Kate Moss's gumboots, hunter gumboots that she wore in the infamous photo of, well, the famous photo up here at Glastonbury with Pete Doherty of the Libertines.
Yes, I remember that photo.
Yeah, and also Zandra Rhodes' 1977 safety pin wedding dress. But it also, so that's kind of like the clothes around the body and that kind of, you know, dirt that we think of or we associate, I guess. Mm. It also includes pieces from Vivian Westwood's Nostalgia of Mud, which is also kind of known as the Buffalo Girls movement. And that's Shades of Brown. It was a translation of Nostalgie de la Boule, which is from Tom Wolfe's Radical Chic. And it was an autumn winter collection, and the it kind of centres around the philosophy of being attracted to primitive life, ultimately kind of combining tradition and technology. It also has, this is so cheesy, John Galliano dress from his 2000 collection, which was inspired by the homeless in Paris. Apparently went on to inspire the film Zoolander. If you remember they had Sarah Leach.
yes, I do. Oh my gosh. What's the kind of public consensus on that? Like, is there a bit of an outcry or no?
I think definitely with that particular collection, people were a bit, you know, flabbergasted. But another one, Balenciaga in May 2022 released £1,400 faux filthy high tops. So they looked like Converse high tops, but they were Balenciaga ones, and they were completely ripped to shreds, totally filthy, and they just kind of had, it looked like Balenciaga just kind of painted in like nail polish on the side, and they only made 100 pairs, but people bought them, and they made a cheaper version that people kind of bought that weren't as messed up, but if you Google them, they're like insane. Like, you wouldn't be able to wear them. They're just so falling apart. And this faux filth kind of led to, you know, a bit of an outcry. And so it, you know, got notoriety. So the label got, you know, noticed even more than usual.
Oh, wow. That's fascinating. So it's like, you know, your kind of street shoe that's lived a life. We all own a pair, but they've done
and
it
I guess
for you.
I guess it's kind of like, you know how in I don't know if you remember, but in the 90s people wore distressed jeans and they bought them and they had fake, you know, they had rips in that were made on purpose and they were, you know, stonewashed and things like that to make them look like people, you know, they'd been worn in, but they just, I don't know, they're just weird to me. There's also a pair of urine-stained jeans from Jordan Luca. But the other one that I'm quite fascinated in is Hussein Shahlayan, who in his 1993 graduate show The Tangent Flows, he buried fabrics underground to oxidize for over 2 months.
I'm looking at a photo of it right now. It's actually quite a cool effect.
And so those clothes were never meant to be worn because you can't wear them, they're too delicate. but it's a statement about disposable fashion.
Yeah,
and that kind of brings me on to the next part, which is bog core. And on this segment, we've spoken a lot about different cores, you know, like goblin core, which is where you're into mud and fungus and moss and frogs and snails and that kind of iconography. Swamp core, which has elements of neo-paganism and celebrates imperfection. But bog core kind of draws inspiration from the mysterious and ancient qualities of peat bogs, blending ancient history of modern elements. And there's a couple of designers that are kind of really embracing this. One from that kind of came to the forefront at the beginning of last year is a Copenhagen-based label called Solitude. And they are drawing on the historical and cultural significance of peat bogs in Denmark. So it's kind of like Viking meets grunge meets organic core. And they are using peat bogs to dye their fabric. And apparently the kind of the mythology around it is that like the peat bogs are red, the water's red, and there were elves living in there. And people for centuries used to bury things in there because it kind of gave them magical properties. That's what it was kind of believed, you know, like would happen. And it's about kind of like if you put something in there, you're giving something to the universe. So in a way you receive back from the universe as well. Which is quite an interesting kind of take on putting, I guess, spirituality in a piece of clothing.
It's just fascinating. I mean, and also you hear about those bodies that were put in the bog and were perfectly preserved, you know. Like, we've talked about that at length on the show before. So people
bog man and stuff.
Do have a natural fascination with those peat bogs. Which is cool.
There's also a new designer called Paolo Cazanza, who he was like the darling of London Fashion Week.
Mm-hmm.
He is kind of Welsh London designer, and he kind of hand makes his clothes, and they kind of have spiritual healing, analog fantasy, rooted in craft, nature, and the hinterland of Welsh fairy mythologies. And when you look at it, I kind of feel like it all reminds me of Robin Hood, you know, like especially the ones where they are releasing all the clothing in green and browns and things like that. I feel like it's like people who live in the forest or something like that, because it's a mixture of kind of knitted things that have got big holes in it and that kind of thing, and shredded fabric. That you imagine kind of like could have been woven from nettle or something like that.
That kind of like take it back to handmade and stuff like that is also ringing to mind, you know, like your own clothes and making your own fibres, which I think people are so out of touch with now.
Yeah, and I think that's like pretty amazing to be able to do things like that. I'm always fascinated by people who are really into weaving and things like that. Like I follow a lot of that on Instagram because I love seeing that kind of process, and it must be really satisfying to have kind of started from scratch and maybe spun your own wool and then woven it into fabric and that sort of thing.
I've never done the start to the end, but I've done bits in between. It is really satisfying. I love that this is all just a comment on, you know, fast fashion and that kind of glossy perfection that everyone seems to aim for these days.
Yeah, I think it's really cool because it just, I mean, I'd love to be able to see this exhibition. It does go until January next year. Unfortunately, I won't be able to make it, but I'm sure there might be a few more kind of visuals out there on the interweb at some point. And it does just, I don't know, I just think it sounds like it's pretty fascinating. I like the fact that it covers, you know, dirt from your body, dirt from the environment, and, you know, faux dirt, you know, just those three things. It's kind of a really cool way of bringing a collection together.
Incredibly fascinating. Thank you so much, Penny. I'm just looking at these Balenciaga trainers. You would not wear them.
Yes. They're crazy, eh?
They're worse. I was thinking, like, of the scuffed up kind of Chuck Taylors I owned as a kid, but no, these are worse. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you so much, Penny. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
That was Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.